朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天是2004年6月6号。
Today is June 6, year 2004.
我想对历史比较敏感一点的人都知道，今天是诺曼底登陆60周年纪念啊。
Maybe some of us will know this is the 60th anniversary of landing on Normandy.
我之所以提它，不是因为我对历史特别有兴趣。
The reason I mention is not because I'm particularly interested in the history.
而是我昨天坐在那里，突然想起这件事情。
But then yesterday, all of a sudden, I remember it.
我就想起十年前，当诺曼底登陆五十周年的时候。
I remember 10 years ago when it was its 50th anniversary.
我还特别从 Newsweek 上面剪下来的一篇文章，放在我的剪贴簿上。
I cut off an article from Newsweek.
中间有一些很重要的统计数字，我还用 highlighter 黄笔画过它。
I even highlighted some statistics numbers.
然后我就想说，一下子十年过去了。
And all of a sudden, it's been 10 years.
昨天就突然在我里面有一个那样子的一个说不出来的一个严肃和敬畏。
It somehow just impacted me with awe and seriousness yesterday.
尤其白天又接到这个我两个大学同学他们来的电话，说要见个面。
And also, I received a phone call from my college friends that they wanted to meet us yesterday.
我就想起我们第一次见面是三十年前。
And I remember the first time we met was 30 years ago.
弟兄姊妹，人生有几个十年
？How many 10 years of period of time do we have in our life？
人生有几个三十年
？How many 30-year period of time do we have？
我们真的要对我们的人生产生严肃和敬畏的感觉。
So we ought to treat our life seriously.
我们同班同学有人已经走了。
Some of our college friends have passed away already.
连我高中的同学都有人走了。
Some of my high school friends have passed away already.
弟兄姊妹啊，圣经上告诉我们说，这个世界和其上的情欲有一天都要成为过去。
The Bible says the world and its desires will one day pass away.
唯有遵行神旨意的永远长存。
But only the man who does the will of God will live forever.
弟兄姊妹，我们这一生到底有没有什么东西是可以留到永恒的？
Is there anything in our life that will last until eternity?
那个关键不在于我们在地上我们得着了多少，我们成就了多少。
Does not depend on how much we accomplish in this world.
那个关键在于我们在神旨意中我们往前了多少。
But it depends on how much we walk on God's will.
神的旨意在我们身上成就了多少。
And how much God's will is fulfilled in our life.
弟兄姊妹，哪里有神的旨意被通行？
Whatever God's will is fulfilled.
哪里就有真正的喜乐和平安？
There will be true joy and peace.
哪里有神的旨意在通行？
Wherever God's will is accomplished.
哪边就有真实生命的成长？
There will be true growth of life.
哪里神的旨意被通行？
Wherever God's will is fulfilled.
哪里就有永恒的价值？
There will be eternal value.
那弟兄姊妹，那我们会说神的旨意到底是什么呢？
We might ask, what is exactly God's will?
我们常常以为神的旨意就是我到底是不是要不要回中国，要不要回台湾？
I often think God's will is like my guidance, God's guidance for me, whether I should stay here or go back to Taiwan.
我要买房子，到底该买这一栋还是买那一栋？
Well, which house should I buy, this one or that one?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们生活上的引导就是了。
And these are but guidances in our daily life.
但是神在我们每一个人的身上都有一个纯全、善良、可喜悦的指引。
But God has a will for us. It's perfect, pleasing, and good.
甚至神对所有整个受造的人类，他都有一个永远荣耀的计划。
And God has an eternal, glorious plan.For the mankind that he created.
所以这个世界和其上一切的有一天都要过去。
So this world and all is on the world will one day pass away.
弟兄姊妹，连我们最近教会碰临的大事情，我们要去买一个会所。
Even this great event that we're facing, we're buying a new church facility.
90天这件事情就过去了。
And in 90 days, this event will be over.
但是弟兄姊妹，在这90天里面，我们对神的旨意是用怎样的态度？
But what's our attitude toward God's will within these 90 days?
那都影响了这些事情在我们生命里面要留下什么。
And this will decide what will be the result,
在永恒
what will be left in our lives.
在永恒里面我们要存留什么。
what will remain in eternity.
所以彼得说，我们所得着的产业是为我们存留在天上的。
Peter says we have an inheritance that is in heaven.
那个是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残的。
That is not corruptible and it will not be defiled and will not decay.
那弟兄姊妹的那个旨意到底是什么呢
？So what is that will for us?
我想在以赛亚书四十三章第七节讲得非常的清楚。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7 tells us clearly.
神说：“凡称为我名下的子民，是我为着自己的荣耀而创造的。
Anyone that is called by my name, they are created for my glory.
是我所做成，是我所造作的。
Whom I formed and made.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做 create？ 什么叫做创造
？What does it mean to be created？
创造是只有神能做的，没有一个人可以做创造。
Only God create, God can create, no one else.
创造叫做使无变有。
Because it's create something out of nothing.
所以我们今天的存在，甚至万有的存在，是只有借着神造的，也是为着他而造的。
So even today's the existence of us, even the universe is for His glory.
圣经上说我们是为着他的荣耀被创造。
And the Bible tells us that we were created for His glory.
底下讲到他是我们是为着他的荣耀被做成被造作的。
And we were created and we were formed and made for His glory.
那英文是说 formed 或是 made。
I will formed and made for His glory.
Formed 是讲到成型啊，磨成一个形状。
Will mold it into a shape.
那 made 是说到神花功夫在我们身上做雕琢的工作。
God made us and He put His mind and heart and effort to make us.
所以以弗所书第二章告诉我们，我们都是神手中的杰作 ，masterpiece.
That's why Ephesians tells us that we are all masterpieces in God's hands.
这么伟大的一个神，他居然愿意做工在我们的身上。
Great mighty God wants to work on us.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，神最伟大的恩典和最伟大的神迹，还不是显在他的创造上面。
The greatest miracle that God performs is not in His creation.
今天人类的天文学家弄最精密的仪器，也不过发现宇宙是几百个这个几百亿光年的这个范围就是了。
Today, the scientists may discover that the extent of the universe is like millions of light years.
但是这一切所有的神说有就有了。
But all these were created by His word.
他用他一句话，他就创造万有了。
By His word, everything was created.
他用他全能的命令托住万有。
And also by His mighty word, He upholds everything.
我们都知道，今天地球的运行只要稍微出了差错，我们不是热死就是冻死。
We all know that if the Earth rotates a little bit off track, then we'll be either frozen or be melted by heat.
神不过用他的话就创造了诸世界。
But then God used His word to.His words to create this world.
我们常常听到很多的福音朋友都说，如果我生在摩西的时代的话，我一定会一生爱神的。
Many gospel friends have told us, if we live in Moses' time, then I will love the Lord forever.
我如果看过红海分开来，我一定一辈子我全家都奉献给神。
If I ever saw the Red Sea depart in front of my eyes, I will offer my whole family to God.
就算看不到红海分开，我看见可拉党掉到地里，我都会敬畏神。
Or if I see the tribes of Korah fall into the center of the earth, then I will fear God.
弟兄姊妹，神最伟大的作为都不是显在这些 supernatural 的事情上。
But then God's greatest work is not in these supernatural things.
虽然他的确很伟大，让我们在这里诉说他的荣耀。
Indeed, these supernatural signs are great so that we can describe His glory.
但是最伟大的神迹是在于神居然爱我们。
But the greatest miracle is that God even loves us.
这么伟大的神居然会爱我们这样子渺小的人。
This great love, great God will even love a small person like me.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这么伟大的神居然会为我这样子败坏的生命，他肯死在十字架上。
That this great God is.Even willing to die for me, this lowly life.
他为着你我一切的罪恶，他在十字架上受尽的羞辱。
He suffered all shame on the cross for you and me.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个伟大的爱。
This is a great love.
这是一个伟大的神迹。
And this is a great miracle.
而更让我们稀奇的是，这么伟大的一个神。
What's even more amazing is that this great God.
他说，天和天上的天不够他居住。
Says that heaven, even the heavens above heaven, is not enough for me to dwell.
你所罗门王虽然伟大，可以给我做一个华美的殿宇，但是岂够我居住呢？
Even King Solomon can build a great temple for me, but that's not enough for me to dwell in.
但是弟兄姊妹，这位伟大的神今天却拣选你我作为他的居所。
But this great God has chosen you and me to be His dwelling place.
住在我们里面，永远与我们同在。
He lives inside of us, and then He promised to be with us forever.
更伟大的事情。
And what's even greater?
他不仅仅永远与我们同在。
Not only that, He stays with us forever.
他成为我们的生命。
He becomes our life.
成为我们里面的新生命。
He becomes the new life we have within.
弟兄姊妹，这里面一切生命的性情要来取代我们那个败坏。卑贱污秽的生命。
And all the nature of this new life is to take place, to replace our lowly life, the corruptible life.
这一个伟大的神。
And this great God.
他甚至愿意一生做工在我们的身上。
And He's willing to work on us all the days of our life.
让这个伟大的生命在我们里面来改变我们。
So that this great life within will change and transform us.
让我们这个属土的越来越变成属天的。
So that we will be transformed from earthly to heavenly.
让我们这个败坏卑贱的生命能够越来越变得尊贵而圣洁像他。
So this life will be transformed from lowly to become holy.
所以彼得后书彼得告诉我们那位用自己的荣耀和美德召我们的神。
So Peter tells us that he calls us by his own glory and goodness.
当神向我们显现，用他的美丽来吸引我们的时候，
when he appears to us and he draws us with his goodness,
我们真是巴不得脱离世上从情欲来的一切的败坏。
How we wish that we can depart from the corruption of this world caused by evil desires.
我们羡慕跟他荣耀的性情有份。
We long to partake of his holy nature.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经上不仅仅讲到他用他的荣耀创造我们。
So the Bible tells us not only that He created us for His glory.
不仅仅他为着他的荣耀创造了我们。
Not only that He created by His glory and for His glory.
他用他的荣耀来吸引我们，来呼召我们起来跟随他。
He also used His glory to draw us, to call us, so that we will follow Him.
而且他用这个荣耀的旨意一生做工在我们的身上。
And with His glorious will, He works on us all the days of our life.
他在这里 form 我们，他在这里 make。
He forms us and He makes us.
我曾经讲过宋尚杰的那个败坏的脾气啊。
I talk about Dr. Song's quick temper.
谁敢骂他大头，他上去就揍人的。
If someone might insult him, he would just punch it back.
他爸爸全家只骂过他，所有的孩子都乖乖的，只有他爸爸会骂他。
And his father will only scold him among all the children in his house.
他跟他爸爸说：“你下次再骂我，我就离家出走，或者我就死给你们看。”
But then he even warned his father, "If you scold me or yell at me again, I'll die before your eyes."
我就到后院跳那个井，死给你们看。
I will jump into the water well in the backyard. I'll show you.
他爸爸立刻就把家后院的井给填了。
And out of fear, his father quickly filled up the water well in the backyard.
埋了井以后，因为宋尚杰太不乖，他爸爸有一天又忍不住又训了他一顿。
But because he was so bad that one day his father couldn't stand it, just he yelled at him again.
所以他就躲在一个隐秘的地方，然后听全家人在那里着急到处找他。
So he hid himself and then let the whole house panic and search for him.
等到他来到美国读书的时候
，When he came to America to study，
弟兄姊妹，一九二几年代读博士那是不得了的，在中国人中间。
He came to study for PhD, and it was a very rare and hard chance.
他大哥从中国到美国来服侍他，来照顾他。
It was in 1920s, and his brother came to take care of him.
有一天，他大哥稍微出门晚了一点回来。他把门锁着，不让他哥哥进来。
And one day his brother came home a little bit late. He locked up the door and locked him out.
然后整夜冰天雪地的里面，在 Ohio 把他关在外面整夜。
He locked his brother outside all night in the middle of the winter.
他哥哥进来的时候，早晨进来的时候，整个脸色都变了，指着他说：“你不是我的弟弟啊。”
When he finally let his brother in the morning, he was almost frozen and he.Said to Dr. Song, "You are not my brother."
他哥哥后来重病，也为了这件事情吐血。
And his brother was so ill that he even spit blood.
但是弟兄姊妹，在这样子的一个卑贱的生命，你发现神一生做工在他的身上。
But then God was willing to work on this lowly life all the days of his life.
当神得着他的时候，里面那个属天的尊贵。他在中国救了多少的灵魂
？When God finally laid hold of him, he saved so many lives in China.
有人说，看见他从讲台后面走出来的时候，心里面就已经受感动了。
Some people witnesses that when they saw Dr. Song walking up to the podium, they were already touched.
他整个心充满了对灵魂的爱。
Because his heart was filled with love for the lost souls.
弟兄姊妹，神一生花功夫在我们身上来改变我们。
God spent entire days of our lives to change us. 直到有一天，一个属土的变成了属天的。Until one day we're transformed from earthly to heavenly.
一个这么丑恶的生命变成一个这么美丽的生命。
We're transformed from being ugly to beautiful.
这就是保罗说的大灾近前的奥秘。
And this is the great mystery of godliness that Paul said.
无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现。
Beyond any question or doubt.God appeared in the body.
弟兄姊妹，神不是只有高高坐在天上而已。
God did not just sit on the throne in heaven.
神伟大的作为不是只显在他的创造而已。
God's great work does not only show in His creation.
神最伟大的神迹和神的作为是显在改变我们这些人。
The greatest miracle that God does is to transform us.
荣耀神要在肉身里面显现出来。
That this glorious God will appear in a body.
它不是只有一个道理。
This is not a doctrine.
它成为一个见证。
It becomes a testimony.
它不是人生的一个理想而已。
This is not an ideal of life.
它实现在你我这些平凡人的生命里面。
It can be actualized in our life, this common life.
弟兄姊妹，这是神伟大的工作。
And this is God's great work.
道要成为肉身
His word will become flesh.
神要在你我的身上被显现出来
God will appear in you and our lives.
这叫做神荣耀的工作
And this is God's glorious work.
这是我们这一生最伟大的恩典和祝福
And this is our greatest grace and blessing.
这是我们中间的神迹和奇事
And this is the miracles among us.
因为这么伟大的神
This great God,
他居然爱我们
He even loves us,
居然做工在我们的身上
And He's willing to work on us.
所以弟兄姊妹因此当一个多礼拜以前神把这句话放在我里面的时候
So more than a week ago when God spoke to me
当我们在那里看那个新的场地我里面直接就是问神说主我们配得这块地吗
When we were visiting this new facility I was asking the Lord Are we worthy to receive this land?
我们教会有这个度量起来服侍众教会吗
Do we have this capacity to serve the churches?
神用民数记14章21节回答我
But the Lord answered me with Numbers chapter 14,
遍地要被我的荣耀所充满。
He says the whole earth will be filled with my glory.
我知道这件事情是神要做的，不是人做的事情。
So I know this is something that God wants to do. It cannot be done by hands.
神自己要在这一块的地上，神要做他荣耀的工作。
God's going to do something glorious on this land.
就好像以色列百姓当初一样。
Just like the What happened to Israelites in the old time?
神给他们量了一块应许之地。
God has prepared for them a promised land.
把他们带进去。
And God was leading them into it.
然后从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，为主做见证。
And then they will testify for the Lord from Jerusalem, Samaria, and all the end of the earth.
整个福音和救恩从耶路撒冷像水泉一样满溢出来。
The gospel outflows.From Jerusalem.
那今天神要把一块地给我们。
And today God's going to give us a piece of land.
他自己要成为这一切祝福的源头。
And He will be the origin of all the blessings.
他说这是他立民的居所。
He says this is the dwelling place for my name.
这是他用他的荣耀来充满的地方。
And this is the place that He will fill with His glory.
正像今天在地上有许多奉主名的教会聚会的地方。
Just like there are many churches on earth that they gather together in the Lord's name.
他们都在这个地上为主得到了一块基地。
They have obtained A place, a base for the Lord.
在那里为主做见证。
There they can testify for the Lord.
让所有这个地上有需要的人来到神家，可以听见福音。
And all those who have need can come to God's house and can hear the gospel.
有需要的人在这里可以得到祝福和解决。
And those who have need can find their solution and salvation in God's house.
渴慕的人在这里可以遇见神。
And those who are thirsty can come and meet the Lord.
而那些有心侍奉神的人能够在这里得到装备和造就。
And those who are willing to serve the Lord can be equipped and prepared.
神说遍地要被我的荣耀所充满。
The Lord says the whole earth will be filled with my glory.
弟兄姊妹，这句话大大安慰了我里面的害怕。
And His words greatly comforted me.
我的害怕倒不是为了这$700,000要在90天内凑齐。
I was not afraid of this great sum of money.
虽然那的确是一个信心的挑战。
Even though that is a great challenge of faith.
但是我里面原来的害怕是我们的不配和不够。
But what I was afraid of is that we're unworthy and our capacity.
但是神就是提醒我们，我们永远不配，永远不够。
But the Lord reminded me, we'll never be worthy.
今天这个工作是他自己要做的。
And this is something that he wants to do himself.
他说我要用我的荣耀充满全地。
He says this whole earth will be filled with my glory.
所以希望弟兄姊妹，我们都在主的面前举起信心的头来我们来仰望看他。
So we should lift up our heads and then we look upon him with faith.
我们知道有荣耀的事情在这块地上要发生。
Because we know something glorious will happen on this land.
不光只是为了我们自己这个小小的教会而已。
It's not for us, this small church.
我们这些在所有来到这块地上的，我们都求神祝福他们。
But we pray that anyone who walks on this land will be blessed by the Lord.
我们都求神用他的荣耀来改变他们。
Pray that God will change and transform them with His glory.
我们都希望神用他的荣耀来吸引他们。
That they will be drawn to the Lord by His glory.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们的应许。
And this is God's promise for us.
然后神说呢，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
And the Lord says we can go up to take possession of the land. We can certainly do it.
弟兄姊妹，我这个人，你们认识我的的时候，我很少把主对我说挂在嘴上啊。
If you know me, you will know I will hardly say, "Oh, the Lord told me, the Lord told me."
啊，当然，圣灵的恩膏住在主里面，常常听见主在我们里面的交通，这种经历是应该每天都要有的。
But that doesn't mean that I never have the anointing that.Tells me something.
圣灵的感动啊，圣灵的光照啊，这都是我们每天该有的经历。
We should experience His enlightenment and then His teaching of anointing.
但是碰到这种大的关卡，尤其是教会的事情。
But for something this great and this magnitude, especially regarding church,
我想你们很难的听到我说主对我说。
I'm sure you hardly hear me say.The Lord told me. The Lord told me.
但是这一次，当我在主面前祷告的时候，我就是这么清楚知道主在这里吩咐我们起来。
But this time, I clearly heard the Lord says, "Rise up and go."
所以在我们还没有得到 offer 的时候，我们就已经凭信心宣告这块地是属神的了。
So we already proclaimed it with faith that this piece of land belonged to the Lord even before we got the offer accepted.
所以上个礼拜四以前，我们知道有四，他们得到了四个 offer。有四个 offer.
Before that Thursday, we heard the seller already got four offers to purchase.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们里面每次向神祷告的时候，我们都不紧张，因为神说这块地是他的。
But every time we come to the Lord, our hearts will not panic because the Lord says this land belongs to Him.
虽然最后的 contract 我们还没有签下来。
Even though we haven't signed the final contract yet.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们就是凭着信心往前走。
But we will proceed with faith.
我甚至鼓励弟兄姊妹，如果可能的话，你凭着信心奉献都不要怕。
Then I will encourage brothers and sisters to make offerings in faith.
许多人我们喜欢看见了我们才信。
A lot of us like to believe only after we see.
但是神喜欢我们信，凭着信心把脚放到约旦河去。
But God delights in us if we put our foot into the River Jordan first.
这个信心如果是我们自己的意愿自己挤牙膏挤出来的弟兄姊妹不要随便做事情
If this faith is self-made Don't take any actions
那如果是今天神在这里给我们的带领和吩咐信心的回应就是一个见证
But if God is really leading us And He's commanding us Then our reaction in faith will be a testimony
那我们要讲到神在我们这一生里面一个荣耀的计划
And then when we talk about this glorious plan that God has for us,
我愿意稍微讲一下我好几年以前跟弟兄姊妹交通的香柏木。
I'd like to share with you a little bit about a cedar tree that I shared with you several years ago.
怎么样子从香柏木的这一生看见我们荣耀神的途径
？How we can see a path to glorify God with
a
life with a cedar tree?
进到这块地里面去。
So after we get into the land in the future.
神说要用他的荣耀来充满我们。
God says that He will fill us with His glory.
那么这个东西很抽象。
But this is rather abstract.
那么到底在具体上，我们应该怎么样子来追求，怎么样子让圣灵把这个荣耀的工作做在我们身上呢？
So in reality, what should we do to let the Holy Spirit actualize them?
所以当我在默想的时候，香柏木的一生又在进到我的里面来。
When I was meditating on it, the life of cedar tree came to me.
弟兄姊妹，香柏木是一个很特殊的一个树木。
Cedar trees are a very special kind of tree.
我们从三大方面来看，生命、生活和侍奉。
We can see from three areas, from life, from the lifestyle, the living, and the service.
香柏树第一方面讲到它生命的尊贵和属天。
The cedar tree represents a life that is very noble and heavenly.
就预表我刚才说的，我们在这个败坏的人性里面，因着我们得救，神住到我们的里面来。
Just like after we are saved, God came to dwell in us.
我们原来那个犯罪，从老亚当，从父母所继承的生命，圣经上用了一个形容，叫做荆棘、棘藜的生命。
The natural life, the sinful life that we inherited from flesh, the Bible calls it a thorn.
那荆棘不仅仅讲到它的卑贱
，so it is very lowly.
它没有什么价值
，it's worthless.
而且它讲到它多刺
，and it's thorny.
它非常容易叫人受伤
，and it will hurt easily.
荆棘也说到它属地，它整个盘地而生。
And it's earthly, it just crawls on the ground.
它生存的范围，它所接触的都是属地属土的。
Whatever it comes in contact with, it's all earthly.
这说到我们原来生命的特质。
And that is the nature of our old life.
但是诗篇104篇告诉我们，那高大佳美的树木。
But then Psalm 104 tells us the trees of the Lord
就是黎巴嫩的香柏树是耶和华所亲自栽种的
are planted by the Lord. They're the cedars of Lebanon.
所以当我们那天决志信耶稣的时候
So on that day when we raise our hand to accept Jesus
神把一个佳美的生命种植在我们的里面
God has planted in us a beautiful life.
现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活
So we can proclaim it is no longer I that live but Christ that lives in us.
弟兄姊妹啊神住在在我们里面
Brothers and sisters, God lives in us.
主耶稣成了我们的生命
Christ has become our life.
香柏木是高大佳美，受到君王尊贵属天的生命
And see the trees are tall and beautiful, just like a royal king.
它整个是向天而去
And it grows heavenward, upward.
它可以高到40公尺
It can grow up to 40 meters.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个强烈对比的生命在我们的里面
So what a big contrast to kind of life in us.
所以我们最重要的一件事情就是追求着属天尊贵的生命在我们里面成长成熟
So what's most important for us is to pursue so that this heavenly life will grow in us
当这个生命增长到成熟的时候神的荣耀就被彰显出来
When this life finally matures and grows then God's glory will manifest
因为我们脱离的世上从情欲来的败坏得以与神的性情有份
Because we escape the corruption of the world caused by the evil desires and we may participate in the divine nature
香柏树第二个特点讲到生活方面
And another area is our living style, our life
香柏树有一个特点就是它有非常特殊的馨香之气
Cedar trees have this special fragrance
所以当何西阿书十四章要讲到香气的时候特别说到以色列的香味如同黎巴嫩的香柏树
So in the book of Hosea it describes the fragrance of Israel as the fragrance of a cedar tree
他为什么不说像什么香水或是像什么香膏
Hosea did not say oh, it's very fragrant like certain kind of perfume
因为黎巴嫩的香柏树它有一个特殊的香气
Because the cedars of Lebanon has special fragrance
那在消极方面这个香气能够防蛀防虫防腐的
This special fragrance will prevent decaying.
受到罪恶不太容易来侵蚀伤害它
It will protect from the attacks of sin.
就跟我们以前在美国读书的时候，到了周末，同学都跑去城市里面看黄色电影去了。
When I was in my graduate school studying, on weekends, all my friends would go to the city to watch pornography.
我们查经班的弟兄姊妹没有一个人被人家敲门敲过的。
But none of the brothers and sisters in our Bible study group will be invited.
那这些东西本身就它就不会来靠近我们。
See, these things will not come approach us.
那在积极方面呢，说到它流露基督馨香之气。
But in an active sense, it spreads the fragrance of Christ.
那保罗说的，感谢神率领我们在各处夸神，在基督里夸神，让我们在各处。这个显扬因认识基督而有的馨香之气
Apostle Paul says But thanks be to God Who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ And through us spreads everywhere The fragrance of the knowledge of Christ
所以荣耀神的途径第二方面讲到我们的生活
So the second way to glorify God Is by our lifestyle
我们的生活能够流露基督的馨香
That by our life The fragrance of Christ will be spread
我们活出是光是盐的见证来
That we can testify as the salt and light to this world
我们每一个人成为最好的福音单张
That we ourselves become the best gospel tract
我们的生活就是传福音
And our life is to spread the gospel.
我们不见得一定要到外面拉人，弟兄姊妹，人看见我们的生活就愿意归荣耀给神。
We don't really have to go out and invite people. When they see our lifestyle, they will glorify God.
而我们的家庭生活也好，职业生活也好，都能够在主的面前这样子的平衡，这样子的扎实。
That our either family life or our career can be balanced and can be solid before the Lord.
你看约瑟，人家什么事情都交给他，除了自己吃的饭，其他一概不知道。
Like Joseph, people just willing to trust him with everything.
啊，但以理那个国这么尊贵的位置交在他的手上。
And Daniel, king was willing to commit to him the entire nation.
香伯书第三方面。
The third area of the life of a cedar tree.
讲到侍奉方面。
Service.
所罗门建造圣殿最重要的材料就是黎巴嫩的香柏树。
The most important material that King Solomon used to build the holy temple is cedar tree.
整个香柏树他一生的成长和最终的结果是成为神家建殿的材料。
So the purpose of the life of cedar tree is to be the building material for the temple of God.
建造一个居所是神的居所。
Because this dwelling place is dwelling place for God.
建造一个居所是神要来充满的居所。
A dwelling place where God's glory will fill.
不，今天讲到圣殿里面的栋梁、竖板，连金香坛的材料都是用黎巴嫩的香柏树。
So, whether it's the paneling board, the altar, or the beams, they're all used by cedar trees.
所以，这一生最尊贵的价值被神来用。
And that is the most noble and glorious purpose.
弟兄姊妹，地上的君王。地上任何的成就比不上我们被神来使用。
Even the kings of the earth has no value in God's eyes as compared to a person being used by God.
所以保罗说，我们成为神家里面的人以后，神要建造我们成为圣殿。
So Paul says, after we become a member of God's household, God will build us into a holy temple.
成为神界的圣灵居住的所在。
So a dwelling place of God through the Holy Spirit.
那这是我们整个人生最大的价值。
And this is the greatest value of our life.
我们为神而活。
That we will live for God.
神的荣耀充满在我们里面。
And God's glory will fill in us.
而借着我们的侍奉。
And through our service.
能够叫天上的神喜乐。
That we will please God in heaven.
哎呦，弟兄姊妹，能叫天上的神喜乐，这是多么大的事情。
Imagine that, to please God who is in heaven.
借着我们的侍奉，人和神可以在这里相会。
Through our service, man and God can meet.
借着我们的服事，人可以听见神的声音。
Through our service, man can hear God's voice.
借着我们的服事，人可以在这里遇见神的爱，神的同在。
Through our service, man can touch God's love and God's presence.
弟兄姊妹啊，太宝贵了。
How precious.
所以这三方面讲到香柏树的这一生如何来荣耀神。
So all these three areas describe how a cedar tree can glorify God.
它不仅仅是我们每一个基督徒荣耀神的途径。
So these are also the ways for Christians to give glory to God.
弟兄姊妹，也是我们整个教会在主面前成长该有的方向。
And these are also the directions that our church should grow.
我们在这里追求一个不断成长的一个属天尊贵的生命。
We're pursuing a heavenly life that will continue to grow.
我们在这里流露基督馨香之气的生活。
That we will spread the fragrance of Christ through our life.
同样的，我们在这里为神家得着那些坚忍负重神家的栋梁和贵重的器皿。
And also we will collect those beams that will bear weights.For God's house.
这是我们整个的方向。
And these are our directions.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。